This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about the changing landscape of mental health care. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Access to care has been a major challenge with mental health services. Being able to get support at the right time and making sure people don't let issues fester. A new program at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia connects people who have experienced violence and other types of trauma to mental health services right away when they are still at the hospital. Reporter Nicole Leonard brings us this story.
Trauma surgeon Eleanor Kaufman says it's always a good day when her patients make it out of the hospital alive.
The thing that makes us the happiest is when we get someone back home.
But often she worries about these patients, the lucky ones.
The effects are more than physical. There are absolutely emotional, psychological, social, economic effects for the individual and all of those same effects that kind of spread across the family and the community.
As a trauma surgeon in Philadelphia, a city with a lot of gun violence, Eleanor winds up operating on many people with bullet wounds. She also sees patients who've been assaulted or who've been in a car crash. After a traumatic incident like that, many people experience psychological effects. Here's how a young gunshot survivor, Angel, describes it. She was hit in the leg by a stray bullet when she went to get a snack at a gas station. Since that day, which is now over 10 years ago, she feels uneasy outside of her home.
Any type of trauma could happen when you go outside, and that was just always on my mind. Like, anything could happen when I go outside, anything. So, never wanted to go out.
That fear often gets debilitating.
When I have anxiety attacks, which is pretty often, I feel like my whole body is caving inside of my body. Can't breathe. I feel like the world is just after me.
Eleanor Kaufman is familiar with these kinds of stories from her own patients. But she also knows that when people look for help in dealing with these symptoms once they leave the hospital, there are limited resources.
There is a shortage of mental health care providers, even if you have the ability to pay. And our patients very often do not have the ability to pay, and waiting lists are extremely long. So telling someone who's experienced an acute trauma, is suffering, wants help, that, yeah, you can have help about 3 months from now, is really unsatisfying for everyone involved.
To make sure patients have continuous care, she co-founded the Penn Trauma Violence Recovery Program in 2021 as a hospital-based violence intervention program. It's staffed by violence recovery specialists who work to meet the unique needs of trauma survivors, both in and outside the hospital. This could involve helping people make future physical therapy appointments. It might be about connecting them with community programs that help people relocate to a safe home if they've been assaulted by a partner or family member. Last summer, a team of four psychologists from UPenn's Center for the Treatment and Study of Anxiety joined the program. They specialize in treating disorders like post-traumatic stress. Center Director and psychologist Lily Brown says there's a wide range of mental health needs for survivors of trauma.
Some patients want and need a very short-term type of therapy, and that can be very, very helpful.
Others leave the hospital and experience more extreme symptoms.
The trauma exposure can dramatically shift how they see themselves, how they see other people, and how they see the world. So some survivors of trauma will start to feel incompetent, will start to feel like they are to blame for the trauma happening.
Psychologists use a form of cognitive behavioral therapy called prolonged exposure therapy. Lily says it can help people process and heal from their traumas by supporting them as they tell the story of what happened to them.
And allowing themselves to have permission to feel what they need to feel and sit with the memory that's disturbing to them. Because what happens for PTSD is survivors of trauma are harassed by these intrusive memories of the trauma. And their initial reaction is, I don't want to think about this. I'm going to try to distract myself and not think about it.
Lily says it's nearly impossible to predict which patients will go on to develop clinical PTSD and which might need just a little help in transitioning back home. That's why psychologists meet with as many patients as possible before they leave the hospital, so that if and when they do need mental health care later on, trauma survivors can immediately get appointments and support. Eleanor Kaufman says the program is already seeing really positive outcomes.
Our patients are seeking care, and we're able to meet that need directly with no barriers, no financial barriers, no logistical barriers.
She says in one case, a woman who had survived terrible trauma went on to develop severe PTSD. Because of the violence intervention program, she was able to get mental health care nearly every day.
And the therapist was able to get back to us this week and say, hey, listen, this patient, she's not all the way better yet, but she's gone from that highest possible category of severity to still severe, but a notch below. She hasn't thought about suicide in 2 weeks. And maybe we can say now that collectively we've saved her life twice, once from her injuries and once from the mental health consequences of her injuries.
That story was reported by Nicole Leonard.